This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. I'm speaking to Tiaan van Deventer about a new show that's opening tomorrow at Art B Gallery in Bellville. Tiaan, let's start with the name of this exhibition.
The show is called Obscura and Other Apparitions.
Now, that's quite a title to deal with. So can you explain a bit of the background and how we're going to get there?
I had a dream a couple of years ago of building a camera obscura in the middle of the desert at the Africa Burn Festival.
Now, let's start with the camera obscura, because that's quite an old thing that we're talking about, and we need to know what specifically it is.
A camera obscura is basically a very dark box with a hole in the one side, and it's used to project images from the outside world onto a screen.
And from that, where do we go?
Well, it's an age-old phenomenon that artists use to render perspective and as an aid for their artworks. So it's not something new. We used it to take photographs of the participants at the Africa Burn Festival. And the amazing thing about it, there was no electronic components involved at all.
Well, that's fantastic. But now I gather there's a group of you that have been working on this project for some time. And what we're going to see is the result of that, or you've done some of this before?
That is correct. This is the second year that we've done this project. And we gathered a team of participants that helped us build the project. We had an amazing architect, Michelle Heidemann, who designed the project for us. And we were weekend warriors, where every weekend we mission up to the Tankwa Karoo, and then we build. And on the Sunday evening, when we're very tired, we drive back to Cape Town. And we did that for a couple of weekends. And now the show is really about the results of all our hard work.
So do you go to the same location in the Karoo, or do you change that as well?
No, the location is the same. It's in the middle of the Tankwa Karoo. It's semi-desert, so there's not anything really there. And we've got to transport all our equipment and all our tools, wood, materials up there on trailers.
So this is a dedication, mildly.
Indeed, it's a labor of love.
And how many people are involved in the project?
We've got a small dedicated team of 11 people.
Okay, some of the names you might want to mention?
Yes, Michelle Heidemann, Hanine van Deventer, Thomas Heidemann, and lots other.
Now, wasn't there a camera obscura somewhere before there was a location that you... that they did use still for some time in South Africa, or am I dreaming?
There's a couple of camera obscuras in South Africa. I know of the one at the MTN Science Center in Grahamstown, there's one. So all over the world there are camera obscura for people to go and view.
Now, the important thing for me is I haven't seen it yet. So I'm talking about something which I'll have to go to tomorrow. And really what we're trying to get across now to these people listening is, why would I really want to go there? And the one thing I thought about was, it's probably going to be too tonal, not color. And wow, I'm suddenly confronted with some of the images you sent me. And it's a whole different world of both kinds of things, full color and black and white and sepias and things like that.
Indeed, I curated the show and I selected a couple of artists whose work is very topical to the theme as well. So there's a whole show of well-renowned artists' work there on show as well. But the main star of the show is actually in the middle of the gallery, where we set up a mini camera obscura for people to go and see this scientific phenomenon.
Well, I think this is a show that I indeed would want to see. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow at Art B Bellville. And the show will run until?
Until the 28th of July.
Okay. And what I didn't say is that you are the curator of the exhibition and also the treasurer of Art B Gallery. So if you want to know the what, the why, and the where of what's going on in and around Cape Town, do pick up a copy of the 2023 Art, Craft, and Museums map, or go to mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville, or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. FMR 101.3.